Let's stand as we sing the last. Citizens of heaven, right? But we're also citizens, many of us are here, of good old USA, which is today celebrating the 230th anniversary of its independence. And you know what? The Bible says that it's a spiritual thing. It's a holy obligation for God's people to seek the peace and the prosperity of the people among whom they dwell, right? And so it's right. That's an Old Testament principle and a New Testament. It says we should pray. Apostle Paul, 1 Timothy 2, first of all, pray for those who are in authority. And it's right for us to remember our country, especially on a day like this. We want to pray for the USA, our leaders, and I don't want to tell Brother Bob he's going to lead us in prayer. I don't want to tell him how he should pray, but let's unite in prayer for our country yet. Pray that God will bless our land, and I know that He wants to. And He looks for His people to intercede. So let's just pray together for our land yet before we go. Brother Bob.
Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, you know that this nation is in great trouble. Lord, this nation was founded on your principles, was founded upon your words. And this country has gone so very, very far from that. And Lord, we pray that you will have mercy upon this nation. We pray, Lord, that you will forgive us, Lord, for our sins of this nation, which are many. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have seen fit to put a man in the White House who acknowledges you and acknowledges your sovereignty in his life. And we want to pray as a group here this morning for your great blessing upon him as he has this awesome responsibility of leading this nation. Lord, there is only so much that he can do in his office because he's prohibited by laws and rules that have been laid down in this nation, but my God, I just pray that you will come to him and give him much wisdom and guidance and help. And Lord, we want to pray for all of those who surround him, his advisors, his helpers, Lord, that you will work in their hearts and in their lives as well, Father, in doing what they can to turn this nation around, to turn this nation back to you. Oh, God, we do pray. We do pray for this country, Lord. Father, I do want to pray for my brothers and my sisters who are gathered throughout this land. Lord, that you will help us all to rise up in our own little quarters, wherever we are, to lift up the name of Jesus, to lift up the holiness that you have called this nation to be. Help us, Lord. Help us, my God. We are in need of your help. And we thank you, Lord, as we have heard that Jesus is victor, and we pray that shall be very evident in our nation. We thank you to do this in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's sing together. Our Father.